Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hey, welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today is an amazing day. It's a bonus day. My guest today is Lisa Winsalvatore, and this is part two. So you can catch it on the replay. Our first part was talking about meditation, mindfulness, and manifesting your heart's desires, how to do that, where to get started. And today at this hour, we're talking about her new program, Embody and Embrace. If you're not familiar with Lisa, this is her second appearance here on Live the Good Life Show. You know, I looked it up. You were here a little under March of last year.
Yeah, a third
so
time.
Yeah. So this is our third time talking. It's just fabulous. I'm so excited.
Always an honor.
If you didn't make the first hour, let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. She's nationally licensed and certified in the field of alternative wellness and management. I find that fascinating because I too am all about the wellness and well-being of individuals. She's an alternative wellness advocate, meditation mentor, and a life coach. She's done so much. And in her work, she fuses formal studies of nutrition and allied health sciences with energy healing, with applied kinesiology and somatic release, and so much more. She also is passionate about helping the animal world and is the wellness advocate for Wildlife SOS, which is a conservation nonprofit in India. And she works with elephants, which I find amazing and fascinating. And on your websites, you have some really incredible photos of you and some of the elephants. And there's my favorite is the one where you and an elephant are walking down a trail and it actually looks like you guys are having a conversation because your hand is on the animal and you're looking at the animal. And it's almost as if the animal's, you know, just tilted just a little bit and is listening. It's my favorite.
I actually was having a conversation with Pukali. that was probably one of the most special days of my life, was being fortunate enough to really take an elephant for a walk. Usually I take my dog for a walk, but I took Maya and Pukali, two of our elephants, for a long walk on the conservation. And it was a very special, special moment. So that's
My gosh. And that's my favorite photo. That really is. You've been gracious and kind, posting all kinds of photos of your travels over the last couple of years, and even pulling up some of your past photos of the times that you've been in India. Really a different kind of beauty and breathtaking countryside.
Oh, it's spectacular. Just spectacular. I love the people and I love the club.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. And in this hour, we're going to be talking about your new program called Embody and Embrace. So this is a program that you're using intuitive questions, and the power that comes from those questions allows you to collaborate and like co-create, right, with your client, a customized program to help them cultivate, explore, and access, as well as activate. That, I think, is key, as well as activate it. You can identify it, you can put a plan together, but then to activate it and take action on their deepest hearts, desires, and yearnings is fantastic. So where do we start? I mean, we're so trapped.
You're never trapped. I think the best place to start really is, it was born out of, first of all, thank you too for having me on. I always love mm-hmm. talking to you, and these conversations are always so meaningful to me, and how I learned, you know, all of these things, because I couldn't do what I'm doing now if I didn't have some of the fabulous mentors and colleagues along the way. Because again, here is that beautiful being of the interconnectedness with us all. And I think Embody and Embrace was really born out of all of my 40 plus years of being in this alternative field. So it was one thing for me to teach people about meditation, but it's very hard also for many people to keep a commitment. So I had to think that there was definitely other ways in all my years of body work and, you know, the applied kinesiology, somatic release, to get people to shift their consciousness. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, the first thing, and I say this on my website somewhere, I think on the first page, where we talk about, again, going inward is the only way out. How are we going to discover these important things about ourselves if we don't take the time to get still, to sit down, whether mm-hmm. we're writing pros and cons on paper, whatever it is that you want, or maybe you already have a fantastic idea and you just don't know how to navigate it. And I think that's where, you know, me being a tool, like I said, I'm kind of like the tour guide. You know, we might go up a really steep cliff. We might go down a funny hill. You know, we might go down by the beach. It might be peaceful and serene, and it may be a little bumpy. But along those ways, when you go dark is where I shine the light. And I think it's one of the things I love most doing is being able to, how can I serve and how can I help this person achieve their desires? And I'm a little careful with the word goals always, because sometimes it's, I got this goal, and then you set yourself up for, I didn't make that one. Or I've got this goal, now what? What's next? It's really more about passion and desire. What mm-hmm. is it that you really desire? What is it that you are really yearning for? And when we do that, the first thing we do is really talk about liberating yourself from these outdated stories and limiting beliefs. So let's just talk about that for a moment.
Oh, okay.
How many times do we get in our own way because we have this belief? Do we know it to be true? Maybe not. But we have it all fixed in our head. We have the movie going, we've created it all, and we're just sure about certain things when sometimes we're really not, and it's very outdated, and it's also very limiting. So we have to kind of watch that limiting belief system. The second thing is, how are we going to harness and enliven the creative forces that are really yearning to emerge in you? Now, sometimes emergence comes from many different pathways. Sometimes it can come from emergence from an emergency of something tragic that's happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be from many other things, again, just from desire. So we have to really figure out, we're going to harness and enliven those creative forces that are really yearning to emerge in you. The third thing we're going to do is really make positive changes that align with your authentic destiny. It's another really important piece.
Well, and who's to determine? Is that part of the process?
Part of the process is that when we collaborate together, you know, remember, I'm the guide, I'm the tool. You're going to be doing the work. I'm going to be collaborating with you. So you're not alone. We're holding space with one another to help iron all of these things out and finding out the best tools we can use, how we're going to navigate them, how we're going to execute them. And then once that happens, then we can really get in there and amplify the call that excites your spirit. And after that, we can write a script for a new life that takes up residence in your soul. And then this is where you really embody and embrace your luminous life, whatever that may be. So there are many different tools that we can use. And the first thing I always do, as I mentioned, is have people just write down that freewheeling, unedited, loosey-goosey email to me about everything that they love about their life, things that they don't like about their life, what they would like to change in their life, what they see for themselves, what their desires are. Mm-hmm. And it's just a ramble. I don't need it to be perfect. Because once I read through those things, it's very, I'm going to use the word obvious for me sometimes, because I'm the on the outside looking in, what that person may need. And, you know, how are we going to do that? Well, it can come from many different pathways. We're going to do it through a lot of conversation, a lot of weekly checking in for an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, you know, conversation to, you know, some light homework for them. And in between those times, there's many times where I will find something like an article and say, oh, you know what, that would be great for Sabrina. I'm going to send that to her. That'll really resonate with her. So I'm always kind of behind the scenes too, thinking about how I'm going to assist you get to where you want to go for those deep and those profound transformations. Now, we can also do that with journaling. We can do it with having the person get some watercolors and paint. We can have it with movement and dance, or even some of the somatic release work that I do and the applied kinesiology about, you know, the subconscious doesn't lie. So how are we going to also help them clear some of those blocks? That's another piece that comes into it, the applied kinesiology, which can be done virtually too. And that's really an energetic component that I like to implement into the program. So there's many, many different tools. And then we're going to start building on all of those so that you're really clear about what it is that you want to do and what are those changes. And what's really interesting, Sabrina, is many times, you know, along the way, we'll start with one thing. Like, for example, I worked with someone who went through cancer. And the importance there was all about the nutrition. Because this person didn't have such a great diet. So we had to recognize, you know what, we're going through chemotherapy, because I have a background as a nutritional and health counselor. Let's get them to make sure that they're eating some high fat food, some organic food. You know, let's be careful about the rest. Let's be careful about the hydration. What are we going to do? So there's a nutritional component, right? There's the meditative component. There's the let's getting still, which we just talked about in the last hour, which is one of the best ways to really get down and get still. It's not just that whole body concept. And I know that's kind of cliche. You know, we've talked about that, you know, the mind-body connection, but it really is just that. And it becomes very simple. You know, how are they, what are they doing to nourish themselves? Not just with food, but with their activity. What is their sleep like? What is their, are their relationships like? And very often I love to use the good old wheel of life, because when we take something and we make it visual, I'm a very visual person. And we ask on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in this part of the pie, in particularly in your vocation or your avocation? Again, the nutrition, the interconnectedness of your relationships with people, all of that on a 1 to 10. Sometimes we surprise ourselves and kind of say, wow, I'm a 5 there. There we can begin. That's where
sure. And when I use the wheel as well, many times the client is really surprised at where they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I had no idea. And it's like, well, okay, let's take a look at where are you spending your time? How purposeful are you? And what are the choices that you've been making? And a lot of times the conversation moves to, well, I'm focusing on this goal. And it's like, I get it. This is where you want to be. However, all this other helps you get there quicker, better, and more energetically. And you're not just trudging along.
And often, you know, that's a really good point. The ancillary stuff, which it really is just stuff on the outside that isn't really important, is also getting in our way. And it's blocking our energy. It's blocking our capabilities and we're all very capable. So some of the things I like to go back to too is, what did you love to do when you were a kid? Let's bring in that playfulness. Where did that playfulness go? Because we all got so serious in everything that we were doing. Too serious. There must be that balance, and there must be that, you know, the yin and the yang. There has to be all that balance of how are we serving, and maybe we need to volunteer to do something. Go do something that scares you. Try something different.
Sure.
So yeah, sure. I so agree with you. That wheel of life is so important, because again, it's just a great visual tool to help you identify, and the person identify, what it is that they would like to shift in their life.
Lisa, we're going to have to go for a break. For you listeners, this is a call-in show. If you have a question for Lisa, call into 1-800-930-2819 and ask her your question. And when we come back from the break, Lisa, I'm curious as to what motivated you to transition from coaching and to mentoring to really becoming more of this kind of a guide through life. So when we come back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at elizabethcunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. Excuse me. I have some pollen issues.
I do, too.
It's spring here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm here with my guest, Lisa Wynn Salvatore. And today we're talking, this is the second hour, and we're talking specifically about her new program, Embody and Embrace. And this is a call-in show. So if you have a question for Lisa, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Please call in, ask her about the new program, ask her about something that you may be struggling with, and see if she's got some suggestions on where to start. Lisa, how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, if they just go to the embodyandembrace.com website, there's a contact page and they can just email me and I'll respond.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And then
we can just schedule a little call or engage with.
Okay.
You,
perfect.
Inquire about. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. So I'm wondering a number of different things. I have a lot of different questions, but what motivated you to take this transition for yourself and your practice and the work that you do?
Okay. In terms of me formulating the Embody and Embrace?
Is that and transitioning to coaching and mentoring.
Okay. Yeah, I spent a number of years in the older part of my business with really all about beauty on the outside, you know, as an esthetician and a formulator of or using all organic, everything was making everybody look beautiful and skin look beautiful. But as I began to go deeper and then into the massage therapy and nutrition and all of the other studies that I did, I'm certified and licensed in, I began to notice that there was a common thread and a pattern in things that intuitively, psychically, in a sense that I would pick up on people.
Mm-hmm.
And knew that there was a better avenue and that I would be better serving them on a deeper level. So what I did was put a culmination of all my years together and thought about, well, what is it that I want to embody and embrace? What is it that I desire? Where are my own strengths? Where are my own weaknesses? And allowed me to explore them and then come up with, well, I really want to help people embody what it is, who it is that they are. And sometimes we don't know who we are, really. So let me help you with that. Because as the outsider looking in, again, if you go dark, that's where I shine the light. And it's very easy for me to tap into that with people with all of the different types of tools and powerful, intuitive types of questions and tools that I use to help them get there. So I had to do that myself.
Mm.
It was a really great experience. I had fabulous mentors and you know, I think it's great. Everybody has a coach. Every athlete has a coach. So I put it all together in life coaching because I knew that I could address a round number of people with a round number, I should say, excuse me, of issues.
Uh-huh.
From nutrition to diet and lifestyle. And that's how it was really born out of becoming a life coach. And then of course, studying coaching and really helping people on a different level and being a certified healthcare practitioner as well. So I think it's a matter of, you know, us as practitioners, me as a practitioner, has to really be very grounded, clear, focused. I'm always very excited about the work I can do. And it's my greatest passion in life is helping others. And I've always known this as a very, very young woman, that my life is about service. So I'm very clear about that. So in doing all of that and the meditation, I put everything together into this type of program. And it's been really successful and very fun and so wonderful to see all of these transitions that people are able to make. And then I have the great honor of having developing wonderful relationships with people. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I'm a people person. I love people. So that's how it really came about for me, were some of my own trials and tribulations and how was I moving through them? And what did I do to move through them? And the first step was going inward, and the first step was meditation. And I think that was one of the most powerful tools for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. So who is the audience that you're trying to reach specifically with this particular program?
Anyone and everyone that wants to make a change in their life. And that change could be from their job, their avocation, I've had people who have divorces, you know, real life issues, health issues, confidence building. I mean, anything. It could be any one of those number of things. And again, the only way I really could do it is if I got all that assistance that I did from a very young age on. You know, I think one of the inspirations for me too was I also lost my mom when I was a young woman. I was 26 years old.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you. But it was a great gift. And my mom was terrific in being able to give me that gift in a very graceful, peaceful ending into an absolute, unequivocal knowing of what I was meant to do. And that was And that was helping people. And right after that, that was back in 1983 was aesthetics. I think 1989, I believe, was my massage therapy license in New York. And so I helped and worked with some AIDS patients and cancer patients. And, you know, you come to things in your life for a reason and a season, right? Just like in out of your life for a reason and a season that happens. And so that's how it was all born out of. And I felt very capable and confident in knowing. And again, it's an unequivocal knowing. And this is one of the things I use too in this program, is marrying the feelings with the thoughts of what you want to do. How are we going to get there? How are we going to, you know, are we going to dance move through that? Are we going to do this through feeling? Are we going to do this through painting? Are we going to do this through sitting in stillness and really marrying, getting excited about what it is that you want to deal and feeling the excitement. Like one of the greatest books, I think you and I spoke about this, that I love is a little exercise, The Power of 369, developed by Serbian engineer Nikola Tesla, where you're using the numbers 3, 6, and 9 and writing down the things that are most important to you 3 times in the morning, 3 times midday, three times, 6 times, and then 9 times. So I think that there are so many tools. If we could just stop, slow down, take a breath, and recognize that what we put our attention on grows. Now, having said that, we have to be really careful, because if we keep putting our attention on negative things, we're going to breed more negative. But if we rest our attention on positive things and excitement and marry those feelings, and figure out a way, whether it's the somatic release or the applied kinesiology, really finding out where are those subconscious belief systems? And why do we keep repeating these patterns? Is it fear? Nothing to fear but fear itself. So again, we have to, it's about a challenge as well. And I'm a seeker. I'm a big seeker. I'm always seeking. So that's really how I work with people too.
Oh yeah, it's all about the questions. Oh, we have a caller. Holler from California. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for calling in. What's your question?
Well, hello, ladies. I have been glued to my laptop watching and listening to the two of you. So thank you. And what it's a comment, but then it's also a question. So my comment is, I just want to reiterate to people that I was one of those people that Sabrina and Lisa have been talking about that thought, meditation, I don't know, and all those things. Just go on lisawinsalvatore.com and listen to the sleep meditation, just to start, because it is so impactful and so powerful that you will see just in that 15, I think it's 15 minutes maybe, Lisa, right?
Yes, it's about 15 minutes.
The power of just finding stillness before you go to sleep. So
thank
do
you,
that.
Lisa.
I love that you are coming from such a place of experience, and you've done all this yourself, and you have all these unbelievable resources and tools to help every individual, because we're all different. I'm different from you, Lisa. Lisa's different from Sabrina. We're all different, right? And we all have different needs. And I would love to, because I think you need to experience something, like I think that's the best way to know that you can meditate or know that you can be healthier is by actually feeling healthier and doing things to be healthier, right? So
yes.
For people that, I know a little bit more about your embody and embrace, but for people, what does that look like? I think people are so, when you started talking about meditation, does not have to be crisscross applesauce. It does not have, when somebody can visualize what it's going to be, I think that fear and that kind of hesitation to do something diminishes. So if somebody were to say, I think you're fabulous. I think you're wonderful. I think you could really make a difference and help me make a difference in my life. What would that look like? What does your embody and embrace look like to somebody? Like, I know you said there's weekly conversations, but could you kind of even define it even more so that the listeners would know exactly what it entails?
Sure. Thank you, Lisa.
I know it's an individual thing.
Sure. I think, again, it's going to start with that rambling email that I'm looking so forward to. So once we put the consciousness from our thought to paper, things begin to change because we are in an alignment with change. So how the program works, it could be a 3-month program. It could be a 6-month program. I've even worked with people. I'm still working with some that's been over a year. So there'll be weekly meetings. We will sit down together over Zoom or in person if you're here on the East Coast, if you're in Connecticut, or if you're nearby. Some people come from New York. They'll come from kind of all over. And we'll sit together. And really, it depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But I am going to put you through some of the applied kinesiology work that I do to find out about where are those subconscious beliefs and blocks in you. We're going to clear those blocks. We're going to work on those. We're going to also put you through some somatic release work to see about what's in there that needs to come out, what's emerging. And it may be a lot of emotion. So it's a work in progress, and it's work for the other person. And I don't make any promises because we're co-collaborating together. I'm not leaving you hanging out there to try and do everything by yourself. So I'm always holding the space in between the appointments for you, and also always open for questions. Or if something comes up that's an emergency, I'm always available for, a 15-minute call. I don't ever want to leave anybody hanging. This has to come from a very loving, compassionate space for me. So that's how the program will really work. What unfolds from there will depend on really what your desires are. And we'll do that together. So it's really, it's a coaching, which sounds, again, very cliche, and mentoring. There's something, life coach. Well, it's really about whatever it is that you need or that you're struggling with. And that's where I can come in and really help identify those and help redirect that type of thought pattern and behavior, and then really get you excited about marrying those feelings together. And these are all tools and techniques that are somewhat, meditation is one of them, and everything else that I just mentioned could be journaling, it could be painting, it could be getting up and dancing, it could be all sorts of things, but we're going to have fun doing it. And I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. When you go dark, I shine the flashlight. If you have something that is really joyous that you want to share, I'm there to practice that mudita, which is just doing that of practice the art of compassion and being happy for someone for what they've accomplished. Because I think this is where we all struggle, is that so many of us are alone in our lives and we really don't have that support system. So it's a very strong support system. And that in and of itself, I think, is one of the greatest things. You know, I don't ever like to knock psychotherapy because it has its very deep benefits, clearly. But when somebody asks me, and many times people ask me, what's the difference between what you do and a psychotherapist? I say, well, very often psychotherapy too can be things that are stemming from our past, right? I like to help you create the future. So
big difference.
And it's all wonderful, whatever tool is going to work for you, but I don't want people sitting there. And I know I did this myself many, many years ago when I think it was after my mom died and I was with a grief counselor. And finally, one day we both looked at one another and said, you know, I don't really need you anymore.
Oh,
I've got bigger fish to fry. You know? And she said, you know what? You're absolutely right. But I could have stood there and just kept going and kept going, but I didn't. But it was a useful tool, but I had to learn how to move beyond that.
Uh-huh.
I think that we have so much potential that we use so little of with the human brain, that people are just think that they can't. You can. And that's where I come in. And that's my greatest joy and my greatest pleasure in the work that I do. Does that answer your question, Lisa?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think that really paints a very clear picture of what it looks like. And I absolutely love that you are honest and say it's going to be hard work. But, you know, usually the hardest things are the things that are the most worthwhile. But then it's fun. And you talk about how it's going to be fun and that you're going to be with your person, whoever that is, every step of the way. And that in itself is enough for somebody to say, yeah, sign me up for Embrace and Embody. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for asking. It was a great question. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa. We appreciate you. And we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. And today's guest is Lisa Wynn Salvatore. And we're talking Embody Embrace. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that process looks like, feels like, and how it unfolds.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and you're here with Live the Good Life Show. If you want to connect with me or you have questions for myself, you can go to my website, the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Drop a message. There's my phone number as well, 360-624-1585. Send me a text. Happy to connect you with other tools and resources. Lisa, how do people get in contact with you? Because Embody and Embrace, I think the majority of people need to experience this on all different kinds of levels, kind of superficial or top layer, but also really deep levels. It's a really powerful program. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure, they can just go to all one word, embodyandembrace.com, and go to the contact page and email me, and I will promptly email you back.
Perfect. If you're looking to really connect with Lisa either that way, or I think you're giving away, correct me, you're giving away a complimentary session, 1 hour session. You can call into the show at 1-800-930-2819. Leave your name, email address, and your phone number, and Lisa will be in contact with you. I want to thank the caller, Lisa from California. Thank you so much for calling in with that question. That's really great. This is kind of a follow-up to what Lisa asked, and that is, we understand kind of an overview of what the experience is like and what someone can imagine happening. However, many people may not understand what applied kinesiology is or have been exposed to somatic work. Okay. Could you just explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Because it's more than just talking.
It is. Okay, so we'll start with the applied kinesiology, which is really just a tool to really determine what is strengthening the body, what is weakening the body. Now, some people, because we're on camera, I can show sometimes when you're at a chiropractic visit, or if you're with an osteopath where you have your arm out, and he will check something to see if, ooh, that weakened you, or, oh, you're good with that. Okay. Very simple method of testing how the body is perceiving and reacting to that on a physiologic, psychologic, embodied type of level.
Okay.
First thing. Now, with me, because I can work with people all over the world, I had somebody in the UK the other day, and what I do is use your body as a standing fulcrum, and you'll be standing up, preferably north, because just the polarity works better. I'm going to ask you a question, like, could be any number of things. I go through a healing 101. How do you know, I know how to receive and accept a healing. And the body is either going to go forward for a yes, backward for a no. If it's a no, I'm already connected with that person. I've already asked for your permission to connect. I go in, I kind of go up into the ethers, if you will, come back down. So we're connected. It's an energetic type of focus. And I will either, this is where marrying the feelings really helps when you're doing work. Uh-huh. If it's something that needs to be cleared out of somebody's body, I will use what I call my vacuum technique. If it's something that I want to manifest in the body, I see that person in the most joyful manner, and whatever it is that they're really seeking, as if it's already happened. So it's a visualization.
Okay.
And when that happens, and I think you've experienced this with me, where we've cleared something and boom, all of a sudden there it is. We cleared it. So that's one piece of it. Using your body as the standing fulcrum to see where those subconscious beliefs are with a yes or a no. Okay. The second part of that is me getting you into what we call somatic release. And that is just a way to a unique, well, it could be hands-on. Some people do hands-on somatic release. I don't, because very often a lot of my work is done through Zoom, especially now, that can relieve in emotional pain, excess tension, calms the body too as well, because we're kind of putting you through some, it's really an opportunity to provide some relaxation, because I'm putting you through a pretty rigorous method or motion. Like, I'm looking at you to see what I see, to feel what I feel, to look at those holes. So it may be something like, let's see what, you know, what do you want more of in your life? And many people always say money. So this is what I'll see. I'll ask them to scoop, and you start to see them scoop, and they're doing this, and they're throwing the money all over the place. So once you really get them focused, and they begin to realize that, uh-oh, I'm not really bringing that money in here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the holes kind of in their aura per se. You can also get them a little bit more balanced on having them put their hands on the chakra system, our great Ayurvedic system, which hopefully if we're in balance, then the chakras are always in an alignment. When they're not, when they're out of balance, we feel it. So sometimes putting their hand on the chakra system too as well, we go up to each one, starting with the root chakra, ending with the crown chakra, to see how they're feeling after that. And many times people will say something like, ooh, I felt something, my throat feels stuck.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not the ability, what am I not saying to people? You know, why am I not able to say something to somebody? That sort of thing. So there's many different ways we can do it. And that's the first part of the but it's very powerful work. The work that it was born out of Awakening Dynamics, Brent Michael Phillips. But then I put my own years of all my spin on it too, as we all do. Every time we learn somebody's technique, we can put our own spin on that too as well. And I can have them do all different types of movement just to see where are they holding that restrictive pattern in their body? What's not serving them? And there's often very times a big emotional release, a lot of tears, and that's what we want. Mm-hmm. On my website, you'll read a story of a young lady I helped with pregnancy. And she is now almost 6 months pregnant. She had lost a couple of babies, and she tells the story on the website. And it was simply because there was so much fear of loss. Mm. And I always say nothing to fear but fear itself. But once we kind of worked with her, supported her, cleared her, and she came to her own decision at that time that it was okay if she really didn't get pregnant right away. And it was meant to happen. Yeah, I kept saying to her, after all the IVF treatments are done, that's when you're going to get pregnant. And lo and behold, that's what happened. Now, she did that. I'm just a tool helping her. But sure. It's enlivening those person's energies and working with them on that. That's kind of hard to explain because it's so individual. I have to kind of go on case by case basis with that. But that's how I work, with a very deep, keen type of intuition. Does that make sense?
Very clearly explained. Thank you. And I just want to add to this my practical experience. What I found in my session with you, I thought I was really connected to my body. And I thought I pretty much had a handle on most things. Of course, you had asked the question about traumas in my life, and two immediately popped up where I initially was thinking, well, I haven't had trauma. You know, I mean, life is full of challenges and tests, right? Well, we worked through one of the traumas, and what I realized was that, and you helped me see this, that it was stored cellularly, which is unique, right. Cellularly.
Right. So we have a cellular, we have a trauma, we have a shock in those three areas, and where was it holding? Beautiful. And you did beautiful work with that. That's the beauty of it. Because
it's so individual. Yes. Which is really profound, really profound. And I think the exercise, the somatic release of shaking everything off was more rigorous than I had anticipated. So there is some activity involved. It's really amazing work. I recommend it for everyone, especially if you're that person that is so goal oriented and so focused and so in your head. Mm-hmm. And then you just can't understand or explain why things are happening. This helps you kind of disconnect and reconnect to yourself. So, this bonus 2-hour day zipped right by. Lisa Witt Salvatore, thank you so much for your time today and your generous nature and spirit. I adore you and your servant's heart that you have, not only for the community, but for the world. Get in touch with Lisa at her website, www.embodyandembrace.com. Reach out to her. Take a look through the website. You're going to be amazed and astounded at the type of work and what you can experience.
Thank you.
This is perfect. I want to thank the transformation team. I want to thank Dr. Pat and the Dr. Pat Show for their support and their encouragement and the platform that they've provided here for us to share with you. And my name is Sabrina Wright, and this is Live the Good Life Show. If you want to connect with me, it's at the right, WRIGHTBalance.com, or send me a text at 360-624-1585. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
And Sabrina, I want to thank you for your shining light, your willingness and to really be vulnerable. And that's what it's all about. And you did just that, and you did beautiful work. And I love talking with you. I was so happy to be here today, and I can't wait for more sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone. Have a spectacular day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.